Good evening, John. My name's Matthew, and the Lord has me traveling quite a bit. So a lot of times I'm getting picked up at the airport and stuff by friends. My girlfriend came by the other week, and we went down to Marina Del Rey and went into a shop. And as usual, we're talking about the Lord and stuff, and the guy came up that owned the shop, and he said, what are you talking about? And we said, well, we're talking about Jesus Christ. Do you know him? And this gentleman was in, I guess it's a cult called EST, E-S-T. Yes.
Right.
And I mean, it was like talking to a wall.
Werner Erhard is the name of the guy who started EST.
Well, we would talk to him, and he would, this is a stained glass shop, and he'd say, well, that's what you say, but touch this. You know, so we'd touch the stained glass. This is real.
It's good.
Okay. Let's go on from there.
Very moving experience.
Right. So we were trying to tell him about the Word of God and that it was real. Well, that's what you say. You know, the only thing that's real is what I could touch. And then the phone rang and I said, that's not really happening. You can't touch that sound. But he would go and answer it anyways. And I guess my question is, when you're talking to people, trying to witness to people like that, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, I think the issue is always Jesus Christ. You know, let's not talk about stained glass. Let's talk about Jesus Christ. Do you know who Jesus Christ is? Have you studied the life of Christ? You see, Jesus Christ said that every man who believes in him is bound for heaven, and every man who rejects him is bound eternally for hell. Now, when he said something like that, that is pretty serious. Mm-hmm. He says he is the determiner of every man's eternal destiny. If he's right, let's just assume he may be right. You better check into that. If he's wrong, you ought to study it too, because then you can eliminate that option. In other words, the issue is always Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I don't care who you're talking to. You can be talking to all these cults and isms and schisms and spasms and all these yogis, and it doesn't matter what it is. And you always want to come back to Christ. Who is Christ? Who is Christ?
But he would say, well, that's what you would say. You know, that's what he kept coming back with. So I told him, I said, well, who told you this to start with?
But still, you plant the seed. The issue is Jesus Christ and the claims of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, his thing, Est, Werner Erhard. Werner Erhard isn't even the guy's name. The guy's name is, you know, Bill Smith or something. But he took this exotic German name, and he has all these people go to these big seminars and spill their anxieties and scream at each other.
Money.
And stamp their feet and yell and claw and get out all their inhibitions and do whatever they want. It's just total liberation, total freedom. Spill your guts, scream, do what you like, and then you go away and you're supposed to have solved your problem. So it's totally humanistic, totally self-centered. It isn't even a religion in the sense that it has any particular dogma.
Well, that's what he said. He said, this isn't a religion, you know.
It is a religion in the sense that it worships man.
Okay.
But it doesn't have any God as such. Mm-hmm. Man is God. So, you know, what you want to do with someone like that is confront them with Jesus Christ. And my approach to that is, have you read the Bible? Before you criticize.
Make any claims, right.
The claims of Christ, you probably ought to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put the burden of proof on him.